Welcome everybody, Shiur number 988, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, of course, we're middle of the Halachas of Mayim Achroinim, our Simen Kuf Pei Aleph, and we are working on Sif Yud, which talks about where some do have a minig of not washing Mayim Achroinim, and we did mention a couple of times one should be careful and ask thereof, and so on, if that is, you know, the right thing to do, and, you know, whatever the case might be. And move on from there. Okay, then we did mention, just reviewing, very important, even if one does have a minig, but if they're very makbet to always wash their hands, make sure the hands are always clean after eating and so on, then one should still wash. And we are going through the Mishnah Berurah, actually in Sifkat and Chav Beis, where he brings, so far we saw the Gra, he brings the Gra, says nowadays, no matter what, make sure you wash your hands. And the reason is why those with the minig might have started, where he brings out and does the Mishnah Berurah, because today, Lemaisa, in general, we don't have this Melech Sedoimus, according to some anyways, whatever it be, it as it may, you have Yam HaMelech and so on. But so he brought the Gra, that was number one. Then we saw the, from the Gra says, make sure you still continue to wash. He brought from the Magen Avram, Als the Mikubalim, that has to do with the Sitra Acher. We're not going to get into that whole thing, but Lamaisa, one should also, again, make sure to wash. And the Mishnah Berurah goes on. He goes through various different shittas that just say one should be very, very careful. It's interesting. After he brings down the, again, in Sifkat and Chav Beis, just continuing on, V'chein Kosov HaMagen Avram, B'Shem HaMikubalim, the whole other Mizor B'Mayim, everybody should be careful with Mayim Achroinim. V'chein Hechmir HaMarshal B'Yam Shel Shleima. He brings with the Marshal B'Yam Shel Shleima that that also one should just be very, very careful. And he ends off that V'chein Kasef HaBirkei Yosef. He brings from the Birkei Yosef Ayin Shom Hechmir Harbei B'Zeh. And so he brings in the Mishnah Berurah Ois V'Hodor, he brings something which not a good thing. Let's put it like that. I'm not even going to say it. What could Chas V'Shalom happen? Person should be careful washing Mayim Achroinim. If somebody's Mekel and Mayim Achroinim, he brings down this Birkei Yosef. Not good things come out of it. So be it as it may, just to sum it all up, make a long story short, one should be extremely, extremely careful. And again, just to repeat, if somebody feels that they do have such a minig that they know of, to just double check it with a Rav and take it from there. Now, just the Mishnah Berurah continuing on in Sifkat Nechav Beis, where he said, Lemaisa, bottom line is where the Mechaba said that even if one does have this minig, but if a person has a din of quote unquote an istinus, the very particular about washing their hands and so on, then you have to wash, and it's, you have to wash off the dirt. What's the question? So, Vitzarach li tal yadav, Ratzalem, he says in Sifkat and Chav Beis, Chav Gimel, I'm sorry, Sifkat and Chav Gimel, in the Mishnah Berurah, Ratzalem, it is there, Medina, Tzarech li tal yadav, b'mayim achrenim l'kuli alma, bottom line. Right, so again, says what does that mean exactly? When the Mechaba said, even though some might have such a minig, if somebody is an istnis for rogel litol yodav achasuda, and they wash their hands after they eat, they wash off the dirt from their hands after they eat. Now I do want to mention one thing: if somebody ate the whole meal, they just had a let's say a fork and a knife. Right, something along those lines. So halacha l'maaseh, a person has to still wash Mayim Achroinim. But if they know they had up such a minig that a fork and a knife, and they didn't get their hands dirty at all, right? So they're not makbid. They don't wash their hands. There's nothing to wash off. Okay, so that's a little bit different. Again, if one knows that they have a minig, if somebody does not have such a minig, you still have to wash Mayim Achroinim, even though you used a fork and a knife. If somebody halacha l'maaseh, you still have to wash Mayim Achroinim. But if somebody knows it, do have such a minig, and the hands are not dirty anyways, right? So, okay, so that's a different thing. But if it's somebody who always washes their hands, makes sure their hands are clean, in other words, from the dirt, from the zuama, shu istins v'ragel litol yadav achar asudah l'diday hayu yidai mizuama is v'tzarech litol yadav kaidim erchas amaz, and you have to wash your hands. So Mishnah Berurah says, retzolayim edizeh, again, it's sifkat and chav gimel, retzolayim edizeh midina. That it comes out Medina, according to Halacha, now you must wash your hands, right? Your hands are dirty, in particular to wash your hands, even though you have such a minig not to wash Mayim Achroinim, you must wash your hands. Medina tzarech litol yadav b'mayim achroinim l'kuli alma, says the Mishnah Berurah, according to everybody. So there's not too many instances where one would not wash Mayim Achroinim, let's put it like that. That's what he says. V'kasru achroinim shafilu roitzel v'orich alayayin oyaperis be'emsa. So he says another thing, the Mishnah Berurah, just a regular general fact that one, because we're achronim, shafilu roitel averach al yain, somebody, as we know, when a person drinks wine, even in the middle of a meal, you have to make a bracha. As we know, when a person eats fruits in the middle of a meal, you still have to make a bracha. Let's say regular fruits, right? I take an apple in the middle of the meal, you have to make a bracha generally. There are different variations in that, how that works, but general halacha, you eat a fruit in the middle of the meal, right, you make a bracha. I'm not going to start getting into dessert, not dessert, because there's various different machlokes in various different parts of the meal, like appetizer, but again, we're not getting into that at all. Halacha lemaisa, a person takes a full fruit, a regular, or even a piece of a fruit, or a cantaloupe, or let's say melon, which is adamo, a fruit that so eats, you have to make a bracha. A person drinks wine in the middle of the meal, you have to make a bracha. Tzarech lekancha mikodim, you still have to wash your hands before, okay? If when a person is in istness, he brings down, they wash their hands before, and they want to wash off the dirt. He brings sharitzi and brings down in the on the bottom, right? He brings on the bottom sif cotton lamed beis. Vehu hadin kishereitz levarach al eiz a bracha. In general, before a person washes, makes a bracha. Brachi shehi v'yadav melachlachas mizua ma'aseh ma'achal. A person's hands are dirty from food. Let's say my hands are dirty. I was eating with my hands, or I was eating something that was, you know, that made my hands dirty. Touch the chicken, whatever the case might be. My hands are dirty, my hands are greasy. So you want to make sure, in general, a separate thing besides my machraim, to wash your hands before you make a bracha, right? You don't make bracha with dirty hands. Madakai melan destam yadayim kasheris lebracha, haynu kasheinu melachlachas. That which we say is such a halacha, we're not going to get into that right now either, but stam yadayim kasheris, in general, we said halacha lemaisa is that person's hands, as long as, unless they know of some particular dirt, stam yadayim kasheira lebracha, can make a bracha. We say generally a person did not make the hands unclean to make a bracha. That's only if they don't know. That's only if they're not dirty, right? That's only if they're not dirty. But if they know that they're dirty, in other words, if somebody touched parts of their body, scratch their head, all these different type of things. But if a person sees the hands are dirty, wash your hands. I'm going to make a bracha. My hands are all greasy, all dirty. Wash your hands before you make a bracha. So it's an important thing to keep in mind. Just again, for who adin kashirayt zelavarech eiz a bracha. Person wants to make a bracha. She v'yadav melachlachas. The hands are dirty. Mizuama hamaychol madikamelam destam yidayim. So then one should just make sure lavarech, right? And so that's what the Mishnah Berurah said. Tzarech lekancham mikoydim. A person has to wash their hands before. Thank you for listening. Atzlachim bracha kol tov.